Okay, this week's parsha in Eretz Yisrael is Parshas Vehalosva. For the next few weeks, Chutz La'aretz is behind us. It's still Parshas Naso for them because last Shabbos was a regular Shabbos for Bnei Eretz Yisrael and a Yom Tov Sheni for Bnei Chutz La'aretz. So I'm going to speak a Dvar Torah on Parshas Vehalosva because we're Bnei Eretz Yisrael. We're in Eretz Yisrael, and I'll try to share some thoughts and reflections a little bit of some feelings that I've had the past couple of days. Tuesday morning, this past week, 2 days ago, Klal Yisrael lost a very, very special giant. One of the Gedolei Adar. His name was Gershon Edelstein. Zecher Tzadik Livracha, 100 years old. Giant manik of Klal Yisrael. And I want to just, I'll say it Dvar Torah first, but I really want to share some reflections that I think are very, very important for us to take away from Gershon Edelstein and from the experience that I had at the Levaya. And I want to share a couple of just feelings with you. Mir Tz Hashem. The beginning of Baal Oschem, the Torah says, by Daber Hashem, and Moshe, the more Daber El Aaron, tell Aaron the Amarta I love, and tell him, when you bring up the candles, when you light the candles, and Rashi comments, there's two understandings of the words Ba'aloscha. One understanding of Ba'aloscha is that you should light the candle and hold on to it, hold the flame by the wick until the flame goes up by itself. Ba'aloscha, when you cause the flame to go up by itself. Many have pointed out that idea is a very, very important chinuch idea. The job of a Rebbe and the job of learning is not to spoon feed the students, but to have them stand on their own 2 feet, hold on to the candle as much as needed until they're on their own. You know what's going to be when everyone leaves the shiva in less than 2 weeks. How well did we do will depend a lot on how we're independent and on our own, and how connected we still feel to Torah and Avodas Hashem and everything that we tried to work so hard on this year, how much of a connection will last afterwards. That's one idea which I don't want to focus on this today. There's another pshat in Rashi. Ba'aloscha, second pshat, that there should be a step in front of the menorah. There was a step. When the Kohen went to light the menorah, he had to walk up a step. My friends, Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer Darash Moshe asks the following question. Why do we need a step for it? How tall was the menorah? 18 tefachim tall. How tall is that? Not so tall. Tefach is around, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches, something around like the size of a fist. 18 of those is not so many. Even a Kohen that wasn't so tall can certainly reach the top of the menorah, light the top of the menorah without a step. So why is there a step in front of the menorah? Rav Moshe has answers in the Sefer. You can look at his answers. I'd like to suggest to you a different answer perhaps today. A very important message. A very, very important lesson, I think. And that is as follows. Torah, my friends, is represented by the menorah. The menorah represents Torah. Many, many connections. The light of the menorah represents the light of Torah. Menorah is Torah. Torah is Ora. When a person approaches Torah, they have to recognize that by definition what you're doing is stepping up Torah. Even if you can reach it on your own, you're stepping up. We're over here and Torah is over here, above us. And even if a person didn't need the actual step to light the menorah because I'm tall enough on my own to light the menorah, but there was a very, very important lesson necessary, which is that I know automatically I'm stepping into a realm of Torah. I'm stepping up. I have the proper regard. I have the proper respect. I have the proper appreciation for what Torah is about. That's perhaps the lesson of the step. Step up. I'm stepping up to Torah because that shows the importance of Kavod HaTorah, respecting Torah and honoring Torah, which is so essential and so important. I use this Dvar Torah as a bit of an introduction just to talk for a few minutes about what I experienced this past week And really what Klal Yisrael showed this past week when, unfortunately, Rav Edelstein passed away, Rav Gershon passed away, as he was so beautifully and endearingly called by everybody, Rav Gershon. Rav Gershon gave shir in Panovich, the first year shir in Panovich, 17-year-old boys. Shir Aleph, Kilu, in Panovich. Until the last day of his life. On Tuesday morning, you can see a picture on the internet, you can see a picture of the notes that he wrote for the shir that he prepared to give that day. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, he lost consciousness and unfortunately passed away on the spot. But his whole life was Torah. His whole life was giving himself over to Torah. And what happened because of that was the tremendous amount of respect that he commanded. Not demanded, he didn't demand any respect. If you saw his apartment, he lived in a tiny apartment, two-room apartment, tiny apartment. His bed, you guys complain about the bed sometimes. In a little thin bed, like it had a pull-out bed. You could pull out when you know you wanted two people to sleep in the room with him. What do you have physically in this world? Nothing. What kind of honor? Nothing. What did he do? He honored the Torah his entire life. And because of that, people honored him and gave him the respect that he deserved because he was a walking Sefer Torah. All he cared about was learning Torah and teaching Torah. That's what he did. He wasn't a charismatic speaker that yelled and screamed. He just committed himself to learning Torah and teaching Torah for his entire life. From the time that he was a teenager before he got married, when he was one of the first students that were recruited to the yeshiva of Panovich, literally a knock on his door. His father was a rav in a little town called Hod HaSharon. Father was the rav there, Ramat HaSharon, I'm sorry. And his father was learning at home with his two sons, Rav Yaakov Edelstein, Sikh Hazag Levracha, and Rav Gershon Edelstein, because he didn't want to send to any school because there was no good schools in those days. And Rav Chazni said, okay, or Rav Shmuel Rezavsky, the Rav Shiva, said, okay, I'm taking your boys to yeshiva. We're starting a new yeshiva on a hilltop in Bnei Brak, which was to become Panovich. And that's what happened. And he never left the yeshiva for the next 80 years, 80 plus years. He was connected and linked into the yeshiva. Just want to end with one quick small thought. The Mishnah in Avos, the Brayis in Avos, in the last paragraph of Avos says these words. Listen carefully, my friends. The ain kavod el Torah. I say kavod, what do you think? Kavod, we think kavod comes to mind, money, guy has lots of houses, he has a big salary, look him up on Forbes magazine on the richest people. You know, most powerful, most influential, that's all kavod. Zakta Brysa, no, that's not kavod. That's fake. All that stuff is bluff. It's baloney. That's not kavod. Ain kavod el Torah shenemar kvod chachamim min chalu. How do we prove that kavod is Torah? Because you look at the kavod that chachamim are given. Well, Levaya, my friends, I was zochah to be at on Tuesday afternoon. Was a tremendous display of kavod Torah. Tremendous. Hundreds of thousands of people just came out. Not because they knew of Gershon necessarily, but because of what he represented. A person that just said, I'm giving myself over to Torah and to people to help Jews to learn Torah, to teach Torah, and to be an Eved Hashem. My friends, that's what we're about. Klal Yisrael shows by going out to the streets, just by reflecting on what we lost, this is what's important to us. This is what we're about. Torah is our life. People that learn Torah and dedicate their lives to Torah are meant to be people that in our mind we look up to and say, wow, they are heroes. They are heroes. I look back, I remember in time, I have a Talmud who's now learning in Lakewood. He's married, he's an Avreich in Lakewood. But he came to Shraga, he wasn't exactly a Lakewood Bacher. He went to a certain high school, which is not represented in this room right now. It doesn't matter which one.
After.
Doesn't make a difference.
After.
I'm just saying. He went to high school. And I'll tell you, I don't want to say details about it, but on his phone, I'll never forget this. There was a picture for most of the year of someone named Two Chains. two chains is not exactly a Ben Torah, to say the least.
Not yet.
Maybe not yet, right. At least then he wasn't, for sure. You never know. Maybe now he did tshuva. Maybe he's not a yid. He's a rapper. He's a rapper, I think. I never heard him rap, but I don't think he's the cleanest rapper ever. But this fellow decided, you know, 2 Chainz is my guy. And on the back of his phone, on the screensaver, I was with 2 Chainz. And then over the course of the year, he said, you know what? One second. He recalibrated his values in life. He recalibrated his heroes in life, and he realized, you know what? One second. This doesn't really add up. You know, I'm looking up to a rapper named 2 Chainz because he wears 2 Chainz around his neck, and now he's my guy. The rest is history. Part of what he did was change the screensaver on his phone to a Rebbe in the yeshiva. It wasn't me. We're still friends. Doesn't matter.
Which Rebbe?
Doesn't matter.
I know.
The point is, that the people that we look up to in life say a lot about us. People that are our heroes, people that are our role models in life, are very, very reflective of who we are. And when you have people like we lost this past week, like Gershon, who was so simple, yet so great, so strong, yet so humble, so dedicated to Torah and so dedicated to Klal Yisrael, and so large, you say, wow, Ashreinu Matov Chalkenu, Umanoam Golenu, look how lucky we are that these are our leaders, these are our heroes, these are our role models. And we should be Zocher Meretz Hashem, as I mentioned yesterday in Shir, to try to take something small in our lives, maybe a little bit more of a commitment to learning Musar, he's very into learning Musar, a little more of a commitment to Ben Lachaveru, he's very careful never to hurt someone's feelings, never to say something that would be hurtful to somebody else. In fact, I'm going to close with this. In his house, they're giving out this week little cards. And the cards have on them 6 things that Rav Gershon Edelstein used to tell people if they want to have a Yeshua, if they want salvations, these 6 things they should focus on. I'm going to end with this right now. It's on my phone from this morning. I saw it and I thought it was very remarkable. Listen to this, Rabbi Osai. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number 1, said of Gershon. Number 1, if you need something, you need a Yeshua, daven for someone else that needs the same thing. Number 2, learn Musar for 5 minutes a day. Number 3, say a few prakim of Tilim every single day. Number 4, don every single person lekav zechus. Give everyone the favor, the benefit of the doubt. 5, be careful with how you speak. Never to speak in a very, very sharp way, or in a way that's bikoret. Don't look for problems in others. And finally, lefayis achim makpidim alav lo lahakpid al achim. If someone's makpid on you, if someone's upset with you, try to make them feel better. Try to calm them down, and never to be makpid on somebody else. These are not like fancy things. Ooh, like, you know, learn shas every day 10 times. No, these are things that everyone could do. Everyone could daven for somebody else that needs a yeshua. Everyone could say tefillah. Everyone could learn five minutes of musar a day. 5 minutes, I could do that. These are things which Rav Gershon pointed out can be very, very helpful for us and for the world. We should be zocher Meretz Hashem to have a clear picture of who our heroes are, who our role models are. Meretz Hashem, we should be zocher to understand what Kavod HaTorah is. We should be zocher to live our lives in a way that reflects the true Kavod HaTorah. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Osai.